Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, it's almost time for our All Saints feast. And the world which is around you celebrates this feast in under the name of Halloween. But in reality, we should remember first on this coming Sunday the Feast of All Saints, and then on Monday the commemoration of all the faithful departed. But since we have the Requiem Mass today for our Purgatorial Society, and the world seems to be very intrigued now with monsters and ghosts, I will tell you what happened in the 17th century in France, where one woman actually did see a ghost. Only this story turned out to be blessed and has a very happy ending. In 17th century France, once a woman named Huguette got very sick. So sick she was that she had to stay in bed and was in danger of death. The doctor was called in to bleed the bad blood from Huguette, but in those days doctors were sometimes more dangerous than the disease they were treating. So Huguette was soon on the very verge of death. But the following day at dawn, she saw how a young girl clad in white entered into her chamber. The girl asked her if she would like to be nursed and treated by her. Huguette, of course, was delighted with the offer that she, who was very sick and about to die, would get somebody to treat her, and offering her comfort and treatment, and answered that she would love to. And instantly the girl lighted the fire, approached Huguette, and placed her gently on the bed. From then on she continued to watch by her and serve her like the most devoted nurse in the whole world. The strange girl was so great a nurse that soon Huguette felt entirely cured. When she wanted to know who her devoted nurse was and called her that she might ask, the girl withdrew, saying that she would return in the evening and tell all the answers to questions. And when she did came back, she said to Huguette, "My dear niece, I am your aunt Leonard, who died 17 years ago, leaving you an inheritance from my little property. Thanks to the divine bounty, I am saved, and it was the Blessed Virgin Mary, to whom I had great devotion, who obtained for me this happiness. Truly, without her, I would have been lost. When death suddenly struck me, I was in the state of mortal sin, but the merciful Virgin Mary obtained for me perfect contrition, and this way saved me from eternal damnation. Since that time, I have been in purgatory, and our Lord permits me to finish my expiation by serving you during 14 days. At the end of that time, I shall be delivered from my pains, if on your part you have the charity to make 3 pilgrimages for me to 3 holy sanctuaries of the Blessed Virgin." Huguette was really somewhat disturbed, and she did what a good Catholic would do. She consulted her spiritual advisor, Father Roland, and he advised her to warn this ghost girl that she would call him to do the exorcism. But this did not scare the girl. She replied peacefully that she feared not the prayers of the church. They have no power except against the demons and the damned, none whatever against predestined souls who are in the grace of God as I am. But Huguette was still not convinced. "How," said she to the young girl, "can you be my Aunt Leonard? She was old and worn, disagreeable and whimsical, while you are young, gentle and obliging." "My dear niece," the girl replied, my real body is in the tomb, where it will remain until the resurrection. This one which you see is one miraculously formed from the air to allow me to speak to you, to serve you, and obtain your prayers. As regards my former self, 17 years of a bad and big suffering in purgatory have taught me patience and meekness. Know also that in the purgatory we are confirmed in grace, marked with the seal of the elect, and therefore exempt from all vice. After this explanation, Huguette was finally convinced. She received with joy the services rendered during the 14 days designated, and she alone could see and hear this ghost girl who came at certain hours and then disappeared. As soon as her strength permitted, she devoutly made the pilgrimages which were asked of her. And at the end of 14 days, the apparition ceased. Leonard appeared for the last time to announce that she was now set free from the pains of purgatory. She was then in the state of glory, brilliant as a star, and her face bore an expression of the most perfect happiness. In her turn, she testified her gratitude to her niece and promised to pray for her and her whole family, and advised her always to remember, in the midst of her sufferings in this life, the end of the existence, which is the salvation of soul. Dear children, this aunt of Huguette had been really living a bad life during her life, but Virgin Mary, just when it was time for the aunt to die, delivered her to purgatory, where she had to do penance and pretty hard penance, but eventually she was taken to the glories of heaven. May you remember always, all of you, your past relatives and friends who have died and who might be asking for your prayers, asking for your penances, that they might soon be delivered to be with God Almighty forever. If they are still in purgatory, the more you show charity to them by praying for them, the more and more better they will remember you when they are elevated to sanctity in heaven. Never close anybody from the mercy of your prayers, because even if somebody has led a bad life, Blessed Virgin might have obtained for him or her the grace of perfect contrition at the hour of his death. And when you show mercy to the poor souls in purgatory, many of whom look to you longingly and begging your prayers and penances, they will be your great intercessors in heaven. And that deal is truly a good and merciful deal, and brings you lots of graces in this life and a perfect happiness in the next life. May God bless you, children.